ain't YJN Mobile. KALDF Mobile listening. KALDF. K8LDF, KB8RBP. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing good. Got my morning warm-up. Been out and shoveled for about, 35, 40 minutes. Another probably 2 inches. Nice, fluffy, easy to shovel stuff. So I didn't have to do the truss. Actually get a better workout shoveling snow. For sure. How's it up your way? Did you guys get any snow?
We're getting it right now. Looks like it snowed way earlier. Roads are really icy. I kind of watch myself here. But it's snowing pretty good in certain areas that it's snowing harder than ever, you know. Like back at home, I'm kind of like in between Auburn and Bay City right now. But when I went to leave from home, it was really coming down. I'm approaching Bay City. Not as bad, but it is snowing. And the roads are pretty icy, really.
Yeah, I signed up. Well, I've got the Channel 12 out of Flint, the Channel 12 news app. And then I got a thing that popped up, I don't know, it was 6 months ago or whatever. Do you want to get the weather, daily weather alert? So they send a weather alert, pops up on the notifications on my phone, and when you click on it, it's an actual video with audio of the forecast and any alerts or updates, how much snow we're going to get, what the trends are with the temperatures. And so you see the weather map, you see they show how many inches across the state of snow you're supposed to get, the temperatures, the wind chills. So it's kind of cool. So I got it last night. I said, yep, we're going to get another inch or two of snow overnight. Be another alert day for the drive in the morning. So kind of handy. So I knew I got up and I looked out like, yep, get my gear on and go out and shovel, get my morning workout. I think I've shoveled about, I don't know, 10 or 11 times now this year. Seems like a normal Michigan winter this year. KB8RBP.
Good morning, this is KFAFCDK monitoring.
It seems pretty normal. Yeah, you definitely get a good workout shoveling. No doubt about that. Totally different than being on a treadmill or stationary exercise bike. Yeah, I do my exercises in the morning, do my 100 push-ups, do some stretching. So I'm good to go. I do all that and then I head over to Burger King and get some breakfast. She kind of got a late start. And Doug was kind of holding me up. We make her homemade food. I don't give her dog food. Cook some chicken white breast. And white and brown rice with sweet potatoes, carrots, broccoli, peas, it's all mixed in there, rice. I just dig out a plate, pile that on and shred up her chicken for her and zap it in the microwave for a little bit, and then I sprinkle a little, it's like a protein and vitamin mix supplement that you sprinkle on the food. Let it cool a little bit, and then scrape it into her bowl, and she gobbles that dirty down. We've been feeding her like that for the last past 2 years, and there's been a big change in her for the good. So, yeah, it's a little bit more work, but KALDF ready.
We had a breaking station in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is KFACDK. I thought the channel was clear when I keyed up. My bad.
We just doubled with you for a couple seconds, throwing his call up.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot more ads. Like, Oprah has her own dog food. Ellen DeGeneres has her own dog food. One of the actors that used to be on Grey's Anatomy has her own dog food. Rachel Ray has a dog food. Everybody's going more natural. If they say, you know, actual ingredients, you can, you know what they are. A lot more natural. And I know a lot of people that are making their own dog food. My dad would cook a pound of hamburger, and the dogs would get their dog food, plus he would put a cup of fresh cooked hamburger on each one of their bowls, and they really enjoyed that. Definitely a lot more healthy. I think our dog probably would have lived more than 10 years if we would have fed him like that, all natural, home-cooked meals. We bought what we thought was good dog food and had coupons for it and make our trip over to the pet store, but yeah, I think you're doing it right. My brother and sister-in-law up in Traverse City, their dog, it's kind of crazy, they put a little bit of dog food in a dog bowl, but my sister-in-law makes homemade dog food, mixes different things in with it, and she has the real big Kong chew toys and fills the center with the food, and then the dog eats it out of there. She puts them in the freezer. So, I mean, if we're staying up there, I'm usually the first one up, and that dog's just sitting there staring at me, wants a Kong, and they give the dog, like, 6 Kongs a day, plus have a water bowl and a food bowl, and but most of the food comes from eating it out of the inside of the Kong. It slows her down, and she eats slower doing it that way.
That's the breaking station doubled with you on as you first started your transmission. The breaking station, go ahead, jump on in there. This is K8LDF mobile now in Bay City.
Yeah, apparently I just have some bad timing. Every time I key up, I think I just do it at the wrong time. I apologize for breaking into the conversation. This is KF8CDK.
Hey, nice to hear you out there. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm just kind of sashaying around an accident here. Pretty greasy here. I might have to use 2 hands and sign off. I'll cut out on here. And, no problem there on the breaking station. Well, Mike, yeah, it's a homemade food is a lot better, that's for sure. I mean, our dog is like, she was on a downward spiral, and she's old. We'll even boil eggs up for her and serve her a hard-boiled egg cut up with her meal. And, hamburger, you know, a little fat, some chicken fat, All right, I'm going to scoot. Yeah, there's an intersection here. I see another accident. Have a good day. Take care. And the braking station, no problem. Jump right on in there. No problem. Have a good day. I'll be clear on your flight, Mike. KD8RVP, KA8LDF, Bay City, only a few miles from work.
All right, Chris, have a good day at work. Stay warm. Yep, two hands on the wheel. If you've already come across a couple accidents you've had to go around, it's, sometimes if you just get a dusting of snow or half inch of snow, it's worse than getting 7 inches. The tires seem to warm it up and then it refreezes, or they may have done some salting and then it got enough snow to glaze it back over overnight with the wind and stuff. You never know. I've been doing IT work for 31 years this year. I started in 1994, and about 26 or 27 of those I drove into work every day, anywhere from 20 miles to 45 miles each way. At one point, I was putting 26,000 miles a year on my car between the personal driving and the work driving. I was changing my oil every 6 weeks. I was, when the gas prices were really up there, I was putting $50 in every 3 days. So it's nice to get a little break and work from home, especially on days like this. Name here is Mike, the braking station. I didn't catch your name there. Go ahead. KB8RBP.
KF8, Dr. Charlie Zulu, CQ.
KF8, Dr. Charlie Zulu, Frankenmuth, CQ.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Dr. Charlie Zulu, CQ.
This is KF8 CDK monitoring. This is KF8CDK monitoring.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, radio check and monitoring. W8FFR, mobile and monitoring.
KD8WJZ monitoring.
KD8WJB, this is WAFFR. I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you much. KD8WJZ.
KD8WJB from WA8FFR. Got time for a RAG 2.
KF8AYL monitoring.
WA8FFR monitoring.
Ryan, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I was playing my keyboard, so I did not catch your call sign. I just heard a voice. So I actually don't know who it is who is talking to me right now.
KF8AYL, Ken.
Oh, hey, Ken. So I'm doing wonderful. What about you?
I'm just enjoying the afternoon cutting wood here. It's a nice day. It's warm and the sun's out, so I'm cutting wood.
Yeah, I just wish there wasn't 7 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh, there's no problem with that. No problem whatsoever.
No, I spent most of the day fixing my closet because the shelf collapsed in it, and all my clothes were on the ground, so I had to pick that up, fix the shelf. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. So, where are you working now, Ryan? You used to be gone during the day all the time, and now you're on in the day all the time.
I'm going to be working for a utility locating company, and I was supposed to start last Monday, as in a few days ago Monday, but they forgot to tell me that they canceled the training course because they were hosting it in Farmington Hills, which is an hour drive from my house. And most of the people they hired, though, for that class were from Adrian and Jackson. So they canceled the class, scheduled it down there, and moved me, without telling me, as my start date. But the bright side is it's either going to be myself or like 10 minutes down the road from my house in Flint.
All right. So, yeah, big changes. New place to live, new jobs. That's a lot of life changes, Ryan, at once.
Still waiting for the Flint Township Fire Department to review my app. I just went in and talked to them today, and they've just been so busy with calls that they just haven't had the time to review it. So, they're hurting for people like everybody else, and being certified firefighter and all that, I should have no problem getting on. So, yeah, that's the other big change, is I'll be joining a brand new department after 5 years on my last one.
Yeah, you'll get in there. That shouldn't be a problem, I wouldn't think. I used to know some people that lived in Flint Township. Yeah, they're They're in need, that's for sure.
But I'll be honest, the thing that bugs me about this snow is I never thought I would ever say this. Because I'm 24. I've lived in the country my entire life. But now I'm actually in a city environment, and I'm honestly enjoying it. I just wish there was no snow so I could actually go out, walk around, walk downtown Flint, or somewhere else. But it's cold and full of snow, so I've been driving there and cooped up in the house when I'm not running errands.
Well, it sounds like you're getting old already. If you're sick of snow at 24, you're going to be living in Texas or Florida by the time you're 30.
I did want to move to Tennessee at one point as well. It's still kind of on the radar, but the biggest thing, honestly, is just how involved I am with my church. I know it's where I'm supposed to be, so that's why I'm still here up in Michigan. But, no, I do enjoy Michigan. I really do. It's just I just want to go out and do stuff because I've been locked up all winter. So that's the last thing I miss is I'm in the city now. I want to go do city things and walk around the city, but there's snow on the ground.
Well, all the businesses are still open. You can still go there. Yeah, you just got to get there. Go to Paul's Pipe Shop. I'm a pipe smoker sometimes, and there's some really interesting people there.
All right, I'll probably go check it out. There's a coffee shop down in downtown that I really like to go to as well, and it's nice. I'm only like a 10-minute drive away, and if I were to bicycle it, I'd be like 20 minutes. So, but overall, I'm enjoying this new life, and also, too, I love how I'm just so close to the repeater. I'm standing inside my living room with my handheld, and I'm hitting it, and it's like 6 miles away, 6.5 miles. But I'm in range, and it's awesome.
Well, you should be using your free time here to go get your general.
You know what? I have not thought about that. I probably should. But I start that new job on Monday. I've just been so preoccupied with the move and getting everything that I've also really haven't had time to really think about it.
Well, you don't want to waste your free time, that's for sure.
I was finally able to go out and meet my neighbors today, so that's cool. And I now know all the immediate ones right next to us. Only the house across the street is vacant, so kind of nobody there. But the other two have people in them, so I actually know who our neighbors are now.
Well, they'll all come out when the weather warms up, I'm sure. You'll get to meet them all. Just takes a little time.
Yeah, I just found out we have enough space to put a fire pit. So I'm gonna be on the lookout for one of those here come spring and summer so I can actually have bonfires, which is cool because, yeah, unlike Lapeer City, you're actually allowed to have fires and stuff out here, like little bonfires. And they can't do that in Lapeer City, and I hear residents complain all the time about it.
Yeah, you sure that's not going to draw the ire of the Flint Township Fire Department?
It's a controlled burn. It's fine. I'll be there. We're good.
That's what everybody says. I'm just going to burn this mattress. I'll be watching it. It'll be all right. Oh, it's got out of control. How'd that happen?
Hey, for one thing, it's the people who burn mattresses, because that's illegal. It's not the people burning, like, brush stuff or wood. No, it's the people burning, and I kid you not, stuff I've heard of people burning couches, tires, mattresses, just about everything that's plastic. Yeah, those are always fun.
Oh, when I first bought my house in Goodrich, I burned an old mattress that somebody left in the house, and yeah, I burned it in the backyard, and I totally didn't get a permit or nothing. You know, you're supposed to have burn permits or whatever. And like I just need to get rid of this thing. I didn't have any money then. They wanted to charge, you know, like $40 or something to get rid of it, and I torched this thing up in the backyard. Yeah, that thing got out of control real quick. But it didn't do any damage, thankfully. But I was a little worried for a few minutes.
All right, nothing like confessing your crimes over a recorded and public airwave. Am I right?
Well, I'm past the statute of limitations. That was 1997, so I think I'm okay.
I'm not going to be able to get the antenna tower over here because it's 30 foot long and it's back at my parents' house over by Lapeer. So it's like we had to take back roads to get it from my friend's house to my parents' house. And even then we had a car trailer and it was sketchy because it was overhanging on both ends. So yeah, I don't know how I'm just not going to be able to get it over here because I don't know anybody who has a semi who's willing to truck it over here.
What kind of tower is it? Like, you shouldn't need a semi to transport a tower unless it's some kind of commercial, giant, huge thing. So, what are you really talking about?
I'm looking at one right across the street. It's one of those TV antenna towers. With someone on my old department, it was up there, and during one of the storms, it just fell off her house and she let me take it. And it's 30 foot long and the screws are, yeah, they're not coming out. They're not coming out. So it's basically stuck in one piece and it's 30 feet long. So it's a little bit of a problem trying to get it places. Because I don't know of any trailers that are 30 foot long except for like maybe a semi or a box truck.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if I heard you right, but those kind of towers usually come apart every 10 feet, but I think I heard you say it's not going to come apart. I think you're wrong. It'll come apart. They'll come apart. Those towers come apart at every 10 feet.
Yeah, I know they do, but it's like I looked at the condition of the screws, and the tower is aluminum. But the screws are so rusted on there that it's like, no, the screws are stuck. I would have to cut them out or cut the tower to get the screws out to put it and then put it back together.
Oh, that's not a big deal. I robbed one of those towers. I found it in the woods from the neighbor's house. New people came in, took the tower down, and just threw it in the woods, and then they sold the house, and see, so this thing was just sitting in the woods back there, so I went and grabbed it, and I just drilled the bolts out from the sections, and it took a bit to get them apart, but if you use a piece of wood and a hydraulic jack on a few lower sections, it'll come apart. You just got to get them apart.
Thankfully, I don't really have to worry about it because, one, I don't even have the money to get a HF radio, and really that's the only reason why I need it now is, now that I am living where I'm living, my handheld is just fine. I'm going to get another handheld, one to keep in the house so I can keep this one in my car so I don't have to bring them in and out. And I don't need my 2-meter mobile anymore. Because this handheld, it gives me like a 10-mile range on either side of a repeater. So It's plenty powerful enough for what I use it for. And like I said, I can't afford a HF radio, so I really don't have a way to get HF set up. So really, the towel can come over here for a while. This is WAFFR station ID.
Yeah, KF8AYL. Well, if you're just looking for a handheld, I might have some options for you. I can give you some handhelds. I got a couple. I got a Yaesu and a Wooksen. I got a whole bunch, actually, but there's a few that I could part with, and it wouldn't bother me at all.
I would appreciate that, really. You're the second ham who's offered. There's one actually here in Flint City, but I haven't heard him on the repeater in a couple days. But I will, shoot, if you're willing, I will gladly take him off your hands.
Well, I've been testing a whole bunch of radios over the last 3 years, and so I've got this collection now. I could sell some of them for a few bucks here or there, but if it can go to a good cause here, you seem like a good guy. You wouldn't bother me one bit.
All right, now I got to figure out how you coordinate everything. But on the bright side, if you ever need to know where I am lives, you can literally look it up by their call sign, because all that is public record.
Well, have you ever used the QRZ website? I'm on there, so if you ping me on there, I'll respond to you.
I have the QRZ app.
Well, app, website, whatever. You look my call sign up there and send me a message, and we'll make that happen.
All right, just got to figure out how to work it. Oh, there's a login option. Did not see that before. Because like I said, I'm using the app. But, now once again, I appreciate it. I really do. And it's so nice to know that a couple of handhelds, they get the job done. And come summer, when it's actually warm out, I have the equipment. I just got to get my, actually, I just need to get the antenna. Because I have a 3/8 by 24 thread to coax piece. Drill a hole and go old school, stick it out the window, and put a mobile antenna on it for a little extra range, and it gets the job done.
Yeah, there are many options. Many options for sure.
Still haven't found anyone who's interested in buying my Yaesu 2980R. Because again, that's the mobile I bought, and I really don't need it right now. And I do need the money for it.
What about a 5RM?
Was that a braking station?
Yeah, that sounded like a braking station to me.
Braking station, this is W8FFR. Go ahead, whenever. Oh, I guess there's nobody out there, but hey, something just came up, so I gotta go. We got an important phone call I gotta jump on, so thanks again for the offer. I really do appreciate it. I will figure out the app and hit you up on it. So, KFAAYL, this is W8FFR. 7-3, have a wonderful evening. I'm clear on your final.
Yeah, anytime there, Ryan. Have a good rest of your night. This is KF8AYL.
Thank you.
Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Lima from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, this is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima. Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima, this is W8FFR, I hear you loud and clear. How are you tonight? It's been a little while.
Oh, I'm feeling better today. How are you doing, Ryan? We've talked in a while. Now, what's new?
Well, I'm currently helping my brother unpack a TV in the house we just moved into. So we're officially on our own now. We're growing up. We're big kids. So, yeah. Start a new job on Monday, and I'm looking forward to it. A lot has gone right in the last few weeks. What's new with you?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm just out and about tonight, and coming back home from the pier. And, if you need help moving stuff in, I'm willing to come out and help out for a little bit. It's up to you.
I appreciate it. We did get all moved in Saturday, so now it's just a little, we need this, let's go get this. We're figuring this out as we go, and it's going smoothly. And yeah, we're really glad. But, where is your usual QTH?
I just live north of Flint, out near Otisville.
Okay, we just moved to Flint Township. We're just west, literally almost to the border with Flint City. So we're not too far away.
All right, yeah. Maybe one of these days I can come over and hang out for a little bit and, just have some fun.
Yeah, I like having people over. Got some friends coming over tomorrow, actually, to come have a little bit of a party. So, looking forward to that.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm just coming into Davison right now off of old M21, but from Elba. So, just moved on the way home, got nothing specific I need to do tonight, just out and about.
I know that area all too well. I will say, though, not many people have to go to Lapeer. It's kind of one of them towns that's like, this is Lapeer? Yeah, not many people have to purposely go to it.
Oh, that's good. How am I sounding, by the way?
You're sounding perfectly clear. How am I? Because I am 6.5 miles away from the repeater on top of Hurley, the DOT-38, and I'm on a handheld with a 14-inch antenna inside of my living room right now.
Yours is coming in pretty clear to me as well. I'm using the Lapeer repeater right now. I'm going to switch over to Flint here soon. But, when you're ready for me to come over, let me know and hop over for a little bit and, chit-chat, shoot the breeze, have a good time.
Yeah, I always like meeting my fellow hams. Because you talk to them on the radio, and then when you get a chance to actually meet them, that's pretty cool. So I'm actually meeting another ham to acquire a radio off of him here, so I'm going to be doing that. So I love this community. I really do. It's just everyone's so friendly and so helpful. And the only knock against being moved out of my parents is our neighbors across the street were also hams, and still are. So I literally had hams for neighbors, but, we have radios. We can still talk.
That's the whole point of this hobby. This is WAFFR Station ID.
Oh, roger that, roger that. I enjoy this hobby for sure. It's never let me down or, I mean, I've gotten frustrated, but always bounce back and enjoy it and always have a good time, so. But, just driving through Davidson. But, not a whole lot going on with me, though.
You see, the most frustrating part of this hobby is seeing all the equipment and the radios you want, but then you look and the amount of Benjamins it takes to acquire said product, yeah, it kind of makes you cry sometimes.
Oh, that's true, that's true. And then you get the equipment and you have a hard time programming it. That's been my luck. I enjoy the hobby, that's for sure. Where are you working now these days?
I'm going to be working with a utility, underground utility locating company. And it starts that Monday. Still haven't sent me the informational email I need, but they gave me a bunch of numbers to call if I don't receive that tonight. And if all goes well, I'm pretty certain it will. I'm trying to join the Flint Township Fire Department because I had to leave my other department when I moved over here because obviously I no longer live in the area.
Oh, I understand that. That's for sure. That's for sure. Yep. Yeah, I'm a little bit familiar with Flint Township. I live up in Forest Township, so not too far from you.
Yeah, I've only been here for a week, and I already like it. I'm from the sticks, so I grew up in the country my entire life. But like, I'm actually digging this city living.
Oh, I hear you on that one. I grew up in the country myself as well, and live in the country now, and. I don't mind city living, but I really like country living. But, well, I'm glad things are working out for you, and definitely happy about that. K8EPL for ID.
And just to confirm that call sign, that is K8 Charlie Papa Lima or Echo Papa Lima?
It's Echo Papa Lima. It's Eric, buddy.
I just want to make sure because too often those letters sound the same. And, yeah, there was a while where I was not on the radio much. I was just so busy and preoccupied. And it was primarily when we were planning this whole move in the first place because we kind of did it in secret. Didn't even tell our parents till literally the day before we moved out. So I was not on the radio much, but... Especially after finding out now that my radio reaches the repeater from my living room, I'm going to be on a lot more. I'm on almost daily.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I can be on my HT in the living room up in Forest Township and get the Flint repeater, no problem. It's a really nice system that they got out here in Genesee County.
What's nice, too, is we're linked all the way down and we're linked with Lapeer. And I've heard of people joining guys up by Tawas who jump on the repeater. And I've talked to those guys, and it's like, it's impressive.
Yeah, it's definitely a statewide system, I'll tell you that. And it works really well. I haven't had a problem with it. And they also have a 440 system as well, and so their system's really nice. You can talk people down in Detroit and up north and all of that too. So got a couple of nice systems to this repeater network.
What's the frequency for the Flint one that's on the 440? Because there's a bunch of them. I mean, it's like the 2 meter. There's like 4 or 5 2 meter repeaters. Well, I was checking, and there's like 4 or 5 70 centimeter repeaters. So I don't know which specific one's the best to use.
Well, it makes it, to make it easy, there's two ways you can find out. I can tell you the frequency, but WACMN.com has all the information, but the 440 machine is 444.600, 444.600.
Clear on that, what's the PL tone to get in?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, you give me a second, I can let you know.
All right, I appreciate that. And real quick, I'll let you know, there was one time I had a guy from Detroit hit the Lapeer repeater, like from his house in Detroit to Lapeer on 2 meters. I was just blown away that he went like 60, 70 miles on 2 meters.
Wow, that's quite impressive. Let me know when you're ready for that tone, and I'll let you know what it is.
Right now.
It's 151.4. 151.4.
Got it. And I will get that programmed into my radio. And unfortunately, it is the... I can only hit the repeater when I'm in my living room because of the fact that the antenna I have for the handheld is a 2 meter 440, but the antenna on my car is a 2 meter only antenna, so I can't go on the 70 centimeter band when I'm hooked up to my car antenna.
That's too bad. Yeah, I understand that one, that's another, there's another repeater there, and if you go to their website, WACMN.com, it's got a whole bunch of information and all the repeater frequencies and tones and locations and, you know, all that stuff, and it's a really good spot.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out, and I'll save the WACMN homepage. I know there's a little leak system in Lansing, and I have a friend over in Okemos, so I'm trying to figure that one out, because there's like 3 or 4 repeaters all linked together. It's local to Lansing and surrounding areas. But I like to know where these networks are and program at least one repeater into my radio if I'm going to be in the area at all. So that way I can access these different systems.
That's awesome. That's what I do. That's an awesome idea. That's what I do for my handheld at least. But on my mobile, I got all of them programmed in throughout the entire state. So really doesn't matter where I'm at. I can always find the repeater.
I'm actually about to sell my 2-meter mobile, my YAC2980R, because I learned. If I can hit the repeater from my house, it feels so good to be able to say my house, from my living room with a handheld, and I have another handheld in my car tied into the antenna there, it's more limited range, but I really don't need to have a 2-meter base station set up. And I plan to eventually get into high frequency when I get my license upgraded. So I'm like, I don't need the... And I need the money for the radio more than I need that radio. Especially when a couple of handhelds are doing the job just fine.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. But, yeah. Anyway, I'm almost home, so if you don't mind, I'll catch you later.
K8EPL, 73.
Clear on that. It's good to chat with you again and to make your acquaintance again. So, K8EPL from W8FFR, I'm sending 73. You have a wonderful night, sir. I will talk to you later. W8FFR, I am clear of this frequency.
K8EPL will also be clear of the W8CMN repeater, Flint, Michigan.
W8FFR, W8FFR, KF5INT. Nothing heard on W8FFR, KF5INT, clear. You're monitoring. W8FFR, W8FFR, TF5INT. One more time, W8FFR, W8FFR, TF5INT. Nothing goes, TF5INT, the clear monitor.
Engine testing.